I take the challenge every week, especially with Charles being out. So I've been enjoying it.
What's your experience there? Did you do it throughout high school? What's kind of how much have you done of that? And
yeah, I did it in high school. In high school, it's not fairly hard to do it. In college, it's a little more hard to do it and to focus on it. But just focusing every day and catching punts after practice is pretty much what I've been doing.
What's the key? I mean, when they tell you, is it securing the ball or trying to get a big return? What's kind of your motive when you go back there?
My motive is to make a big play every time. That's what I'm about, and that's what Coach Taggart's all about. But mostly securing the ball, making sure that we get the ball back on offense and not having any turnovers.
That's kind of similar, though. I mean, you're out there trying to make a big play there, yeah, too. Is it similar a little bit to being a receiver?
Yeah, it's very similar to being a receiver. The ball's still coming to me, and everybody's still watching for me to make a big play. So I'm just interested in making the crowd go wild.
How difficult has it been without Charles out there in the receiving core?
It's been difficult because Charles is such a great playmaker. He opens it up for everybody, especially for guys like me, Johnny, and Schooler. With him being out, it hasn't been difficult for us, but his leadership has been there for us, and we still need that.
What has he done sort of off the field to sort of coach you guys and maybe give you some pointers while he's not out there but, you know, can still help you guys?
He makes sure that we still do all the off-the-field activities, such as watching film. He still gets on us when we're at dinner to make sure that we're going over our plays, going over the new week's game plan, just to make sure we're on task and focusing like a college athlete.
This is kind of your first full year on the field. Are you growing confidence with the games as you're piling up some numbers?
Yes, sir. I would say playing in games has definitely increased my confidence level. But I would just say more just for me to get the experience, and just being out there has been great.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel like the young guys are handling, obviously, with Charles not out there, not a whole lot of veterans in the wide receiving core? Do you feel like you guys are picking it up pretty good?
Yeah, I feel like the younger guys are watching guys such as myself, even though I haven't been here as long, still go through the ropes and still continue every day like a college athlete and focus up. So I still feel like that with guys like myself and Schooler, even though this is his first time playing offense, his experience has brought a lot to the table.
It's strange being the experienced guy. I mean, you've played in 7 games and you're now kind of the main guy.
Yeah, it's crazy myself to be looked at as an experienced guy, knowing that I haven't played a lot myself.
But you feel like an experienced guy?
I feel like an experienced guy being out there now, yeah.
You guys seen from Cal and their defense seems like they're much improved from previous years.
Yeah, I've looked at their defense. We just got out of film. The defense has improved a lot since last year. They have good guys on defense, cornerbacks, and linebackers. We just intend on exploiting their defense and making big plays and having great success.
How much did ASU kind of serve as an eye-opener for, like, where you guys need to improve on and where you guys still got to go?
ASU was a great eye-opener for guys like Coach Leavitt. It was a great eye-opener for us to know that and nothing's going to be handed to us and everything we have to take. And so that's pretty much it.
What are you seeing from Jalen now that he's out of the red shirt and going to play? What's stuck out about him?
He's a great player. That's all I really can say. Other than a great player, he's a guy you want to always have on your team. I mean, that's pretty much it.
When teams blitz, it makes it important for the receivers to get off the corners real quickly to get to where they need to be. How do you feel like you guys did in that Arizona State game in that regard?
I feel like we did all right. I feel like their blitzing, we didn't counter it quite well, if I would say so. I don't think we attacked it like we should have.
Is that kind of be the question for this group of how you guys handle the press at the line of scrimmage?
I wouldn't say it's been a question, but coming up this week, it's something that we're looking forward to exploit.